This is the 2014 IdahoSports.com Fall Football Preview presented by Teton Toyota and River Valley Dental Care. My name is Matt Harris, joined on the phone lines now by Shelly Russett's head football coach, Travis Hobson. Coach Hobson, thank you for taking some time with me today.
No problem, my man. Anytime. Glad to be on. Appreciate all you do.
Thank you very much. Coach, you're entering your third season as the lead man in Shelly, coming off of an 11-1 season and your second straight state championship. First things first, how's fall camp been thus far, and are the kids meeting your expectations?
Yeah, you bet. You know, we demand and ask a lot of our kids, and so far they've been living up to what we've been asking for. Of course, it's, you know, I'll be honest with you, it's never really good enough for coaches that have to have perfection. But you know, they're giving me everything they've got, and I appreciate their efforts. They've been getting better every day and taking every little step they can. And right now, for where we are, pretty doggone happy.
Offensively, who's going to take the reins at quarterback from Caden Schmidt, who graduated, and what strengths does that player possess?
Oh, we haven't made that decision yet. We've got two very capable guys that want to step in there, and they're both really battling out for a spot. Got senior Tyler Fredrickson fighting out for a job, and sophomore Brian Lexington that's in there battling. Both been working hard and spending time this summer getting better at their crafts. And right now, they're pretty doggone close to each other. We're just anxiously waiting to see which one's going to really rise to the occasion at the point where we're ready to make that decision. But both of them had a great first week of camp, and right now they're pretty close. We're having a hard time making that decision. But either one of them, we can go into 0 week against Faith Lutheran and the Rocky Mountain Rumble, and either one of them right now can get into the job. So I'm not terribly worried about the position. I'm happy just to see a lot of competition going on.
Who else is coming back on offense that we need to watch out for?
Well, we're returning Jason Hathaway. He played a bunch of utility positions for us last year, and he'll be one of our premier running backs. Offensive line, we're returning two major starters, Brandon Hadley at tackle and Cole Harker at guard. We've got a couple of handful of guys that saw a lot of time last year in no real specific positions, but Bracken Nelson will be helping us out. Braxton Smith, who saw some time for us last year, will be helping us out. Tyler Fredrickson will be a starting receiver for us, and he got a lot of time receiver last year and is a starting corner for us last year. So we got a lot of returning faces that are going to be doing some good things for us offensively.
Chatting with Shelly Russett's head coach, Travis Hobson. Coach, what are your areas of focus on offense this year that you're working to improve on from last year?
We want to be able to run the ball a little more consistently. We were able to do some things in the passing game, and a lot of the passing game was Caden Schmidt making plays, and you know, guys like Josh Peterson and Taylor Lund making plays in space. You know, we still have guys like that. We want to be a little more efficient with what we do, so we want to be able to run the ball effectively and have that be able to open up our passing game for us. And then conversely, we want to be able to pass the ball so that it opens up our run game. So it's kind of a cat and mouse. It depends on the week. And right now, we just, our run game is a focus. We've got a lot of athletes. We're working at, you know, six to eight high quality starting caliber running backs, and we need to be able to utilize those players to be able to get the ball in their hands. And then we got some guys at the receiver positions on the perimeter that are our weapons at any level. So we're fairly deep and fairly loaded, and it's a nice problem to have. We just got to find a way to get the ball in everybody's hands enough to keep everybody happy and keep everybody motivated to keep working hard.
Coach, we're going to take a short time out and thank one of the sponsors of the 2014 IdahoSports.com Fall Football Preview, Teton Toyota.
Mario and Buddy here at Teton Toyota. Our team works hard every single day to give our customers the very best car buying experience possible. That's why Teton Toyota won the Toyota President's Award again. After 7 years in a row, I guess it proves that our customers really do appreciate our approach to doing business. Visit the award-winning Teton Toyota in Idaho Falls, where it's always no problem to buy and service your car.
Back with you here on the 2014 IdahoSports.com Fall Football Preview, chatting with Shelly Russett's head coach, Travis Hobson. Let's flip to the defensive side of the ball right now. Who's coming back for you this season, and who do we need to look out for as the leaders of that unit?
Well, coming back, we're returning a couple of starters, and Tyler Fredrickson, a corner, Bracken Nelson, a safety, Dakota Robinson at middle linebacker, Colton Murphy up front, and the defensive tackle will be an anchor point for our defensive front. Turned a lot of guys that saw a lot of time last year. We played a lot of guys. We had the opportunity in 2013 to get a lot of guys a lot of time, and so on our returning necessary starters, we got a lot of guys who have a lot of varsity experience, and we really like that. Going into the season, the guys that I'm looking to be leaders are guys like Cole Harker and Dakota Robinson. I mean, naturally, in our style of defense, linebackers tend to end up being more leader types. But Bracken Nelson could be one of the better safeties we've had in a long time. And Tyler Fredrickson has proven himself time and time again to be formidable in the backfield. We got a lot of guys who I think can step up and take those leadership roles. And I'd like to see Colton Murphy be that guy up front and be kind of anchor point and replace Trevor Smith, so to speak, and get that front four guys really motivated to do the job they need to do to make our linebackers and defensive back shine.
What is a key point of emphasis for your defense this year and looking to improve on last year?
You know, we're looking to build up. Last year, one of the areas of focus of the entire team is find ways to get better and find little things. The one thing that I'm really focusing on and something that I'm looking for, and they know I'm watching for, is our turnover ratio. I want to see more turnovers. I think flowing the football a little better, pursuit. Eliminate some of those little things, those little extra runs, those yards after catch that we might have made a mistake on in the last year's. Not looking at guys to be forcing turnovers. You know, securing the focus for the tackle first, but you know, we're going to get some turnovers our way and turn momentum quickly in times where we need it.
Visiting with Shelly Russett's head coach, Travis Hobson. Coach, Shelly has won 6 of the last 11 3A state championships. You're 23-1 in the last 2 years with 2 titles. You're going for a three-peat this year, something that has not been done since Snake River did it when they won 5 in a row from 1998 to 2002. You've got the target on your backs, and obviously there's pressure that comes along with that. How do you teach your kids how to handle that pressure?
Well, you have to talk about it. I mean, I've been asked that question quite a bit lately, and most people will say, well, do you not talk about it? Do you not focus on it? And I go the opposite direction. I think you do talk about it, and you make it just another thing that you talk about quite a bit. We talk about that as much as we talk about being good citizens and doing the right thing and respecting women and being good in class and taking care of your parents and all those little things. It's just one of those things that we want to talk about, you know, daily. They know the pressure. These kids aren't dumb. These kids aren't as dumb as they were when I played. They're quite a bit smarter these days, and they understand things. I mean, they know that I'm feeling the pressure, that my staff is feeling the pressure. We all get it. And I think it's something that if you just acknowledge and accept it and understand that the things that come with it, then it's not as big of a deal as some might make it to be or think it could be. And it certainly could be. If you hide it and you walk away from it and you try to ignore it, it's then going to become a big deal. But we just try to turn it into a smaller thing. It's business as usual. We're going to prepare for each team like it's the Super Bowl. And that's no joke. We take that comment seriously. So when Faith Lutheran shows up, we're going to have prepared for them. When we go to Teton in week 2, we're going to have prepared for them. And Manti, when they come up, we're going to prepare for them. We're not circling any one game on our season. They're going to game by game. And the pressure then becomes a little bit less of a factor than it could be otherwise.
Now, you mentioned Faith Lutheran. They're a school out of Nevada. You are playing them on August the 30th in the Rocky Mountain Rumble at Holt Arena. From what you've seen from them on tape, what kind of a game can we expect?
It's going to be they're big. It's going to be, I'll call it, I hate the cliche of smash mouth football, but it will be. They're a power running team. They like to get extra offensive linemen in the mix, and that new college Stanford type of a thing where they have 2 tight ends that are really offensive linemen, and they load them on the heavy side, and they don't throw the ball a lot. They like to run right at you out of power eye formations, and they're going to come right at you. And if you can stop them, they're able to pass effectively from what I've seen. They're returning their quarterback and a tight end and a couple other offensive linemen. They're a big running back that had 2,800 yards or something last year. He's graduated and gone to college. He's playing college ball somewhere now. And so they're going to be a team that knows what to do and they know how to do it. They're a private school, so they're able to bring people in that I think they kind of like, and they're able to cater to their system and their coaches, their experience. You got some guys in the staff, a couple, 2 or 3 guys that are coaching the NFL, so they're playing or coaching the NFL. So they've got the things to make it work. They're a good football team. They're a returning state champion, so they understand how to win, too. I think it's going to be one of those games that's going to be a knockdown, drag out, and we'll see who has the least amount of broken bones in the end of it.
And Coach, we're going to take one more short time out and thank another sponsor of Shelly Russett Athletics on idahosports.com, River Valley Dental Care. River Valley Dental Care is a proud supporter of the Shelly Russetts. Serving the Shelly Firth area with over 45 years of experience, Doctors Bryce Hansen and Steven Nielsen combine artistry and expertise to create the smile you desire. They offer the latest in technology, including Cerax, same-day crowns, and digital x-rays. Mention this ad and receive a free professional bleaching kit while supplies last. If you're without insurance, join their Shelly Smiles Loyalty Club and receive up to 50% off selected treatments. River Valley Dental Care, 371 West 1st Street in Shelly. This is the 2014 IdahoSports.com Fall Football Preview. We are chatting with Shelly Russett's head football coach, Travis Hobson. Last question for you, Coach. What are you most excited about for this upcoming season? Obviously, there's a lot of things that could be accomplished, but what is it just for you?
Well, there's a lot of personal satisfaction. That's why we're in it as coaches. I like seeing kids grow up. I like seeing kids that you get them as freshmen, and they're a bunch of little boys that come into the program bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. It's a great opportunity for as coaches to be able to see kids grow up and become men, and watch guys like you know, Brandon Habit and Cole Harker and Dakota Robinson. I mean, you know, all these seniors I'm going to be talking about, Rocket Nelson, Jason Hathaway, Tyra Fredericks, and Braxton Smith. You know, they grow up. I see those guys then become leaders and then motivate younger kids and take pride in what they do. And for me, that growth year in and year out, and the more you see that, the more kids, the quantity-wise, and the more kids you have that are doing that, and the more kids you have that are buying in, obviously the better program, the better the program, but it's a personal satisfaction checkpoint for me that we know we're impacting young men. And football is a great thing, and football is fun, and winning games is great, but more than anything, you know, helping boys become men is really important to my staff and I, and I think we do our best to do a good job at that. That's what we're in it for, and if we can see some of that, then we win a game we've already won.
Coach Hobson, we certainly appreciate the time you took to visit with us today. Thank you so much for that. Good luck to you and the Russets this season. Don't forget you can get updated scores, schedules, standings, power rankings, and more for all Shelley High School athletics at idahosports.com, Idaho's leader in online high school sports information.